Hi, it's Paul Slatkis. We're here in New York, not far from the UN, and we're here with Chet Edwards and Holmes Stoner. Hello, guys. How are you?
Hey, Hi. How's it going?
Thank you very much. Holmes just came from a flight from California. And Chet, did you come from Japan?
I did come from Japan, but I've been in the States for a little while working on a new album and also working on some different projects. So I flew in from North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Well, and one of those projects was of importance big time for the world, which is homelessness.
Yes.
And you're speaking at the United Nations tomorrow.
Yes.
Regarding holistic ways of helping to end homelessness.
And
our audience is a bunch of do-gooders. And tell us a little bit about what that's about. And Holmes, I know for over 30 plus years, and he's a do-gooder from all those years that I know.
Well,
so
hey,
tell us about your thing.
Yeah. So basically, I have a nonprofit organization that's called Believers Today. You can check us out at believerstoday.org. And what we do, we are a music outreach organization that specializes in emotional care, trauma healing, you know, and we also, trauma healing and homelessness. Those are the two things that we really focus on. And during the time that I was on tour in California with my choir, I wanted to do something during the day. So I called up a friend of mine and they hooked me up with a guy and we started doing these veteran hospitals. And I was really touched by that. And at the same time, at that point, Holmes had already approached me with these fabricated houses and different things, and he wanted me to, you know, take a look at it and see if I wanted to join in the business with him, as we have done a lot of investments in businesses, made money, lost money. You know, but anyway, and this was something that was close to my heart and also close to his heart, you know, and so it's been wonderful. And so today, tomorrow, I'll be going to the UN and speaking about a holistic approach to ending homelessness.
So what does that actually mean? What is a holistic? What are you going to say tomorrow?
Well, you know, to me, I mean, I think a holistic approach, it's basically the whole substance of what causes homelessness, how to conquer and end homelessness. You know, I've worked with, I went to school and studied, trauma healing with the American Bible Society, which was a strenuous 1 week course. And one thing we learned is to, you know, listen to other people and understand. And I also worked with different organizations that actually dealt with homelessness, like Salvation Army, for instance. And we had a men's group. And one of the things that I found that pushed one guy into going into homelessness, and which was the fact that he was called to the hospital because his mother had something happened. But then at the same time, upstairs came his grandmother who actually raised him, and they both died on the same day. He said it was within 2 minutes from each other.
Yeah,
it's not a funny thing, but
no, not at all.
You know, we don't know what would push a person to the edge, you know, and he never really had a close relationship with his father. But anyway, so we had lots of conversations on this subject, and right now he's married, working, and doing well.
Is there somewhere that some people can see or get themselves involved with what you're talking about tomorrow? Is there a website? Is there an organization?
If you go to the United Nations TV, I think that's UN.TV. I think it's something like that. But you can find United Nations TV. And then it's going to be from 10 a.m. to 11:15 a.m. So 1 hour and 15 minutes Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, this is a guy that has worked and produced and worked on records with the Jacksons, George Benson, James Brown, concerts, and so on and so forth. So obviously your soul is in a good place. I'm going to go to my old man buddy now, my young guy, Holmes Stoner. Holmes, you know, I know you've been doing good things in the community. I know this whole business with this affordable, and you keep stressing that commentary, affordable housing. Is a big passion of you because you do want to see everybody have a home, right?
Every human being deserves dignity and respect. Everyone should have a shelter. We're in the most civilized nation in the world's history, and we have 800,000 people every night of the week sleeping in the street. They deserve more respect than that. By the fact that he is enabling them, helping them, fixing their souls, if you will. That's the most important part because that usually drives them over the edge. My part of this is to make sure that they can have clean, new, affordable places to live. If they, we can build faster, cheaper, better, steel-framed living quarters. More than anyone in the world can do. And when we have that kind of resource, where we have that in our hands, we can go into communities, these opportunity zones, and these places where they have low economic zones of, across the United States, where people, they can't afford, they have to sleep in their cars. So the fact of the matter is that we can make these communities in days and weeks. We can create hospitals and shopping centers and police stations and schools. And we can do this in a very short period of time, almost half as much, half below the cost of wood. There's a safe, portable, modular steel housing. We have the solution. And we don't understand why we can't get people to support.
You have some of that materials, I believe, are good for hurricanes and for difficult weather conditions, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
A lot of good stuff here. Okay, well, guys, these are two good guys. So thank you for sharing. Let me ask a last question because, you know, I'm involved with the International Day of Peace, World Peace Day. And I've asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to you? To you? So, Holmes Stoner, what does peace mean to you?
Harmony. When everybody can harmonize in peace.
Jet, what's peace mean to you?
Love. That's it. Love and peace. And you can find that on the website too. Jet, love and peace.
All right, guys. Thank you very much for taking some time with us.
Thank you.